Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Bob Dylan Schneider joins us on a regular basis and has been now for 20 years. He's been hanging out with us, and he tries to restore some order with some success sometimes. Bob Dylan Schneider, thanks again for being here. Happy Thanksgiving. When you think about Thanksgiving today, I really hope more Americans will think about it from the standpoint of, I mean, especially here, the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims landing in the New World. Isn't this a time where we should really go beyond turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce and think about, what does this really mean? We could literally lose our country if we don't get restore some order. What do you think?
There's no question about that. This is Thanksgiving. It's a time where people give back and give out. Tomorrow there's going to be a service performed for my mother, who would be 115 years old this day. Wow. There's a priest that's going to bring me communion. There's a group down in New York City that's going to give food out on West 34th Street to people that need it.
You're giving
this
me a
is
chill.
Happening all over the country.
Yeah.
It's what's supposed to happen.
Well, you know,
and we do it. We do it in this country.
Why don't we call it the Better Angels of Our Nature movement? You know, few things have anybody ever said than Abraham Lincoln's, the last words of his second inaugural address. He said the better angels of our nature. We should appeal to the better angels of our nature. Is there anything more beautiful than that? If we woke up every morning, all of us, before we got on Twitter and Facebook and said, I'm going to appeal to the better angels of my nature. What do you think, Bob?
I think life would be a lot better if we did that. And I think a lot of people do that. Down deep, there are millions of people in this country. They voted for Trump. They voted for Biden, who really want a better life. They want a better America. And I think if with some direction and some leadership, we'll get there. And I'm excited about that.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And I will say that I think over the next 60 days, and certainly probably over the next 2 to 4 years, I think America is going to have a gut check. I think America is going to have to decide, what do we want? What country? What kind of a country do we want to be? And I think now is the time to start thinking about that. Every individual, every voter, to think about, what do we want America to look like for the rest of the 21st century? What do you think?
Jim, Donald Trump won 74 million votes. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
He is going to impact the elections, the midterm elections. During the next 3 years, there are going to be at least 10 million people who become disgusted with what's going to happen in this new administration. They will join the 74 million, and Trump will either be elected in 4 years, the only person in addition to Grover Cleveland who did that, or he'll put his own candidate up.
Well, Teddy Roosevelt did it too, didn't Teddy do it?
Teddy Roosevelt did it too.
Yeah,
that's right.
So I do think he'll have an impact on things, but I still hope, and I'm going to say this to him too. I would say this to Donald Trump. Let's, as we do all of those things you said, let's find common cause in what's really important to America. There are certain things. There have to be certain things that every one of us, even me and Ocasio-Cortez, there got to be certain things that we both agree on. let's agree to disagree up to that point, but beyond that point, we don't go. What do you think?
I completely agree. And, you know, the times that Trump went to Arlington to honor the people who gave their lives, the times he talked to soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq, I mean, those are times that weren't reported by the media, but they actually happened because men and women were giving their lives. They're putting their lives on the line.
Right.
That's what
exactly.
happened.
Hey, Bob, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us celebrate Thanksgiving again, as you've done now for many years. I hope you and your family have a great holiday. God bless you, and take care of yourself.
And, Jim, Alabama should be number two.
We'll see about that. Bob Dillashnider, he just couldn't resist, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Dillashnider, he's a man that I love and admire very much. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, wishing you a hearty, happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.